This coming Saturday, July 20th, marks the landing of a manned spacecraft on the moon. WXXI News Director Randy Gorman continues with part three of his series on Chasing the Moon, the Rochester Connection.
So you can hear all that static because they're having trouble getting the lunar module radio antenna to point at Earth. Meanwhile, they're descending.
That's Steve Fentress, the director of the Strassenberg Planetarium at the Rochester Museum and Science Center, using the facility's new digital projection system to show off a new program called The Eagle Has Landed, which recreates what the Apollo 11 astronauts saw outside the window of the lunar module as they landed. Fentress shows the excitement he probably felt as a boy when he watched the lunar landing on a small TV with his cassette tape recorder held up next to the TV speaker so he could record the audio of that historic moment. Fentress is glad to revisit the Apollo 11 mission because he says it's one of the most important events in human history, particularly for the United States.
This was a special event in that it was the entire United States pooling everything it had, academic prowess, industrial power, all of it, to achieve one thing together.
Fentress says he realizes that a younger generation may be more absorbed about what they can do in social media than revisiting what happened 50 years ago, but he is still hopeful this planetarium show can inspire.
I've been in the planetarium business long enough to see how the public attitude toward this has evolved. I think now at 50 years, we have a perspective where it's more respected than it has been in the past. So this is going to be very interesting to see a new generation coming in and possibly appreciating this even more than it was appreciated back in the 70s.
Inspiration may be one of the hopes of officials at the George Eastman Museum, but it's also about looking back at the past and trying to add context to what happened with the Apollo program in the 1960s. The museum has a special connection to the moon landing because it's the former home of Kodak's founder, the company that had such an integral part in the lunar orbiter missions that mapped the moon in the mid-1960s, looking for a suitable landing site for the astronauts, as well as the photography that helped document that historic mission after they landed. In its History of Photography gallery, the George Eastman Museum has a display that includes artworks depicting the moon, as well as examples of the technology used in the Apollo missions, including one of the lunar orbiters that didn't actually get used as part of the series of orbiters that mapped the potential landing sites. Lisa Hostetler is curator in charge of the Department of Photography at the museum. She says humanity's fascination with the moon has been reflected by artists for centuries.
The idea of light and shadow and capturing their effect has animated painting and photography, and in particular photography, because people wanted to capture that realistically and accurately.
Todd Gustafson is the curator of the technology collection at the George Eastman Museum. He oversees a vast archive of cameras and related devices used in the history of photography. And for this exhibit, he included a Hasselblad camera, the kind of camera used on the moon by the astronauts using Kodak film to document that historic mission. But the camera he shows me was not one of the cameras actually used on the lunar surface.
The ones that were used on the moon, by the way, were left on the moon. They only brought the film back. So they're concerned about weight. When they're picking up rocks or what have you, they had to account for all of the weight that was on the orbiter. So the cameras were all left on the moon.
Another part of the museum exhibit includes a model of a camera that Kodak made that was used by the astronauts for photographing moon rocks.
Basically using it somewhat along the lines of a walking stick. You just walk over on top of the various moon rocks and click. And again, this original was left on the moon, so this is a model. And they only brought the film back. So again, it gave them 3D anaglyph images of the various rocks on the moon.
Gustafson says this exhibit really shows the triumph of technology that was a big part of the moon missions and how important Kodak was to that effort. He notes that it is still not easy to put satellites, let alone human beings, into space, and that should give museum goers some appreciation for what was accomplished a half century ago. Hostetler says exhibits like the one on now at the George Eastman Museum are a good way to provide some perspective.
50 years ago seems like a long time in some respects, but in other respects it seems like just yesterday. So it's a good time, that 50th anniversary, to kind of take stock and where have we come technologically, but also culturally, since that sort of landmark moment in time.
Randy Gorman, WXXI News.